2 weeks ago, we focused on the words of Jesus, encouraging words about that he spoke to his disciples, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joys of the Lord." And so many of the things that Jesus said to us encourage us and help us to hold on to and embrace his teaching. For example, we read several things that Jesus said and did. And today I want to turn in our series of listening to the words of Jesus to the final instructions that Jesus gave to the church. What's the last thing that Jesus said to his disciples? You think that the last thing that Jesus said, I mean, he knew he was ascending to heaven right after this. It's not like he was, you know, some people speak their last words and get hit by a car and it's over. But Jesus knew that these were his last words. And so this is what he was saying. And his words are recorded in two of the Gospels, Matthew and Mark. I want to focus today on the Great Commission. The two words, the Great Commission. I want you to think this morning, I want us to look at what did Jesus mean and what's important that we hear from the heart of God about the Great Commission, the words of Jesus to his disciples before he ascended to heaven. According to the Gospel of Matthew, the Great Commission is the last thing Jesus said. It is the very last thing from his lips. And so we know they were very important. They were his final instructions. It kind of all came down to this for Jesus and his disciples. Jesus had done his part. He had died on the cross. He rose from the dead. And he was giving his final instructions to his disciples as they were to carry on the mission that he was going to carry on. Both Matthew and Mark record the Great Commission in a little bit different form and different information. But let me read first from Matthew chapter 16, verse 15. And we read that Jesus said to them, go on to that next slide, would you? Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Go into all the world and preach the good news. That's pretty short. I mean, if you were going to give a Great Commission to somebody, you think you might need a big book or something, you know, or 300 pages and 44 chapters and all the explanations and footnotes and all this. But this is what Jesus said our call is as a church. This is what we're called to do. Go into the world and preach the good news to all creation. Jesus gave us the Great Commission. And then Matthew chapter 28, we read these words, all authority in heaven and on earth is given, has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So there Jesus says a little bit more, and he says that I'm calling you to make disciples. I want you to spend your life and your energy and your time making disciples, turning people to following me. Imagine, especially for the first 11 disciples, they had already lost one by the time Jesus spoke these words. And Jesus says, go into all the world. I mean, if you take 11 people 2,000 years ago with the modes of transportation and you know, the communication capabilities that existed, and said, go into all the world, what would they think? All the world at that time, all the world would have probably been Africa and China and Europe maybe and some other places. And Jesus tells these 11 men who primarily walked most places where they went, go into all the world. It must have been an overwhelming commission. And that yet that's how the church began. I mean, they were called to live out the Great Commission. I mean, the words were fresh and they were to put it into practice. And so they began to do that. And those little bit of those little pieces of information and the story that they had and the Holy Spirit had come on them, they began to preach and tell the story, and they saw people come to faith in Jesus. It was amazing how quickly the church spread in the first century. You study the history of the church and you read how rapid it advanced, you just realize that these men must have absolutely believed what Jesus said. They took the Great Commission to be absolutely what they were to be about. And we know that we live in the same day as the Great Commission. We live in the day of the church. We live in the day of when Jesus said to his disciples, go and make disciples and go into all the world and preach the gospel. I mean, you think of how these 11 and others did in spreading the gospel. I mean, we have far more than 11 people here this morning, but just imagine, we take the first three rows here, four rows here, 11 people. And Jesus said to them, go and make disciples, go into all the world. And they did. And it's incredible what happened. And we live in that day. Could it be that Jesus wants us, this 11 and that 11 and that 11, to be living out the Great Commission and having impact all around the world in people's lives? You just wonder what Jesus had in mind. I mean, these disciples stood before an open world, much like we do today, and they set out to live out the commission and the gospel. But we know they weren't alone. When we read the Great Commission, we might leave out, and I did intentionally, the very last words that came after the commission in chapter 28, and where Jesus said something else. He said, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So those apostles were not alone. They had Jesus with them and in them and speaking to them. And they had the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm with you to the very end of the age. The promise in the Great Commission is that we're not alone. You don't have to do it on your own resources, on your own skills, but you have to do it with knowing that Jesus is there and calling you and speaking to you and wanting to help you. And surely, he said, I am with you to the very ends of the age. Jesus absolutely promises to be with us. Jesus promises to be with you. We're never alone in trying to carry out the Great Commission. This commission was not just for those 11, but for all those who would follow Jesus. You and I are living in that age at the heart of the Great Commission. I want to say this morning, at the heart of the Great Commission are three words that I'd like for us to think about for a few minutes. Three words that come from the words of Jesus that I think need to be kind of in this place in our hearts about what God wants for the church and for us. The first one is the focus on Jesus, on following Jesus. Jesus absolutely has to be the center of what we believe and why. What he did, his story, must be the very foundation of why we do anything we do as Christians. To hear Jesus, to respond to him, to believe in him. Jesus said, go and make disciples. What he was saying is, go and find people and tell them to follow me. Listen to me. He's at the very core of what we believe. Learn from me, Jesus said. We need to point people to listen to Jesus. The word disciple means to follow. The Great Commission is about centering our lives on someone, on the person of Jesus. He's our hope. He's our future. He's our worldview. And when we're focused on Jesus, then we begin to understand how he wants the Great Commission to be carried out. The Great Commission is also about the word all, a vision for every person around the world. Jesus said, go into all the world. When I think of the word all and I think of Jesus and the Great Commission, I realize there's something about all, the allness of the gospel that I need to have in my heart. Jesus cares about every person, every culture, every religion, every language, every century, every slum, every apartment, every city, every single person. And Jesus calls me to have a vision somehow of this nature of all the world. I mean, we all know that we can't go and meet every person, but yet there should be within us this desire for all the world to come to Christ and to come to faith and knowledge in him. The gospel core is inclusive of all. It has no walls or barriers. And so there's an inclusiveness that God wants us to feel toward the world. He wants us to be responsible for the world. Boy, how can we say that? There's something about the gospel that gave 11 people this picture that they were responsible for the world. They were responsible to go. And you and I are too. It's not enough to say, well, let somebody else care about others. Let somebody else care about the world. God calls you to as a Christian. and a believer to care deeply about the world. Every nation, go into all the world, preach the good news to all of creation. Three times in this short commission is the word all. Christianity is a faith to be shared, to be taken, to be lived out to every culture, to those that it's easy to preach to and those that it's difficult to preach to. But we're to see the world in the way that God does, all the world. The third word about being a genuine disciple of Jesus always in this great commission is the word go. How important it is for us to have a sense of how God wants us to go. Go to the people in your life. Go to your neighbors. Go to your co-workers. Go to your classmates. Go to the people in your life with the gospel and live it out. Understand that every day that you live your life as a Christian and with a witness and with a focus on Jesus, that can rub off on other people. Go to the people in your life. The word go is important. See, the understanding of the perception of going is so important. Jesus calls us to be a going people. He wants us to be going no matter where we're at, because we're going with a message. We're going with that sense of taking something with us to give to other people. If we have a sense of staying or hoarding or satisfaction to keep it ourselves and not impact other people, that's a sterile Christianity. He wants us to have a sense of going and taking. Go to that next slide, if you would, Crystal. In so many different ways, Jesus wants us to go. He wants us to go to our neighbors. He wants us to go to the people that we work with by visiting the sick, by taking care and adopting children. In so many different ways, we can go with our faith in the Great Commission. God calls us to be a going people. God wants you to go. He wants your faith to be something that's moving and active. Wherever you're at, you go as a Christian and carry the word of Jesus. When you go to the dentist, it's an opportunity to take with you a faith and be able to share it. When you go to the grocery store at Weiss's and you're talking to somebody in line, it's an opportunity for you to let Jesus come out of you. If you see all those opportunities as part of the Great Commission, you'll have greater influence for God. By the way that you live, by the way that you talk, by your attitude, by the way you deal with your problems, by the way you deal with conflict with people, in all those things, God calls us to go. In fact, one translation of Matthew chapter 28 says, as you are going, make disciples. As you go about life, make disciples. As you go about what you do 24 hours a day, whether you're in school or you're working or you're retired or you're home, see those as possibilities to take the gospel with you. I know that traditionally we think of going in terms of faraway places. I mean, some people like to go away and go places. I enjoy going places. Some people feel called to go to other cultures in Africa or Asia or South America. And that's great. That's a part of it. And if that's who you are and how God leads you, then that's a great place to go. But it doesn't change the fact that every person is called to go. Where you're at, you're called to go. Go means be where people are with a contagious faith, with a winsome faith, with an attractive faith. With a faith that really trusts God and believes what Jesus said. God calls you to go. It might be far away, but it actually might be right to your brother or your sister or your neighbor across the street. As you go, make disciples. Don't underestimate the people right around you and the influence that God wants you to have in their lives. God calls you to the Great Commission. He calls me to the Great Commission. That takes a great faith. It takes a faith that embraces what Jesus said. It takes a faith that says, I'm going to hear what Jesus said, and I'm going to deeply search it out to know how it affects my relationships with other people. I mean, really hearing and wrestling with the deep things that Jesus said. For example, we talked about 5 or 6 weeks ago, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. What was Jesus talking about? You know, if we're going to be Christians that attract other people, we better know the heart of Jesus and what he says and why he says it and why it's so important. I think of the parable that Jesus spoke of the sower and the soil that was choked out by many things. What does that mean for us? Jesus said many times, "You have heard it is said, but I say unto you," and that we hear the heart of Jesus when he speaks to us. Shallow Christians will not reproduce disciples for Jesus. Christians who are half-heartedly embracing what Jesus said will never, ever have impact and see people come to Christ. But if you take Jesus deeply for what he said and what he tells us, and the Holy Spirit applies to our hearts, you can be a person that fulfills the Great Commission in that circle of influence that you live. We also must have eyes that see the world as Jesus did, to have vision for the world, to be looking up and looking out and looking at the world as Jesus did and seeing people the way that Jesus did. The ability to see behind our own culture, to see beyond what we're used to in our traditions, to see outside of our lifestyle that we're comfortable with. We've got to be willing to do that. We've got to be willing to hold on to the things that are really important to the heart of God and let go of the things that are not. We need a burning sense of why Jesus wants us to go and preach the gospel. People are dying and going to hell. We've got to see that as Jesus did. See that as God did and have a burning compassion for people. To see the all part of the world. Go into all the world to understand. Somebody asked John Wesley, who kind of is the founder of Methodism, Wesleyanism, and the Church of the Nazarene and its roots. Somebody asked John, John Wesley, who are you responsible for? And I'm paraphrasing, and John Wesley replied, "The world is my parish." John Wesley had this sense that he is responsible for every person around the world. Now, John Wesley never spoke to every person around the world and never visited a lot of places and never spoke those languages, but he had a personal sense that as a Christian, there's something about the Great Commission that said, "John, you're responsible for the world." That's something heavy to think about. You're responsible for the world. And doing what God calls you and gives you the ability and the power to do. In order to serve the Great Commission, we've got to have a heart that's tender toward people. We've got to have a heart that looks at people the way that God does. Not just eyes that see the world, but eyes that see people around us as Jesus did. That we see people as worthy of hearing the gospel. That we see them with a value that God does. And we see him as worthy of our time and our energy, our care. That we see that the people are worth our time more so than our hobbies and the things that we like to do. I mean, if we really see that people need God, it changes the priorities in our lives. We need to see people with eyes of mercy. Like to see the lady in the supermarket who has a bad attitude, to see her as someone that needs compassion, not as someone we should roll our eyes at. You know, when people do things and mess up their lives, it's so easy to write them off and say, "Well, they deserve what they get." That's not Jesus' attitude. He calls us to a compassion for people and to see people and their spiritual needs and to care deeply about them. It also takes our hands that are willing to reach out, hands that are willing to go to places, hands that might get dirty sometimes. Tell you, if you love people and you love them unconditionally, there's times that your hands will get dirty. There's times when your hands will get slapped. There's times when other people will question, "Why in the world are you spending any time with them?" There's times when you reach out to love people and care for people that you'll get taken advantage of. There's times when you reach out and you love people the way God is that you'll be rejected. The truth is, if you want to fulfill the Great Commission, you better be willing that your hands are going to get old and tired. Because that's what living out the Great Commission is. We sometimes want to think that loving people and spending time with people is just going to be a real easy thing. You know, we just kind of give just a little bit from the abundance of our time and the abundance of our resources and the abundance of our compassion and think, okay, that's enough. I'm a good Christian. But you know, that kind of giving doesn't see people come to faith in Christ. It's when we give everything that we are and we have a heart that deeply cares about people and we're willing to spend the time with them. We're willing to say to them that you value to God and you value to me. That people hear that and they respond. What kind of Jesus do people see in you? What kind of Jesus do people see in me? Do they see hands that are willing to try something different? Not locked up in my own traditions, but able to adjust and able to listen and able to change. Jesus called us to go into all the world. I think of the Apostle Paul and how he said it. I'll paraphrase something like this. I will become all things to all people that by all means some will be saved. And I really believe the Apostle Paul had it right. I will become all things to all people by all means so that some will be saved. You know, Paul couldn't be everything to everybody. But he had an attitude. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to do everything I can. It's not about me. It's about other people. And he had that sense of giving, that sense of seeing people in a way that he would do his very best. We are so dependent on Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Earlier I said toward the beginning that Jesus made a promise that I'll be with you and I'll never leave you or forsake you. And we're going to close our service with that same promise and that same idea. We are so dependent on Jesus. He can help us to have vision and creativity and discernment about people. He can help us to influence the people around us if our heart's given to Him. Our world is changing. We have to be able to go. Go across the cultural lines that exist around you. Go across the street. Go across the neighborhood. Go across what you're used to with a love of Jesus. And people will see Jesus in you. There's someone that wrote a book that I read a while back. It's called Contagious Faith. That's the kind of faith that I want to have. It's contagious. I would rather people look at me and say, wow, there's something about him that's different. He really believes it. He really believes that Jesus is who he said he is. Sticky faith. That when you live your life in your circle of influence, that something's going to stick to people. They're going to see something different in you. And they're going to want to know what it is. And they're going to want to be a part of it. Today I want to encourage you, as we come to a time of communion, that you ask Jesus. See, it was just like this. On the first time communion was served, there were these 11 guys around Jesus. And he said, this is my body which is broken for you. Take it and eat. And this is my blood which is shed for you. Take and drink. And they knew that in taking in the body and the blood, they were taking in the strength of Jesus. And when we take communion, we're accepting into our spirits the presence of Jesus to speak to our hearts and our lives and to meet our needs. I want to encourage you this morning as you come and you take communion to ask Jesus, how can I fulfill the Great Commission in my life? I need you, Jesus, to help me to do that.